A cold air mass will settle into the heart of the Midwest as we get to the first part of next week, and as it settles in, we'll see waves of snow impacting the snow-free areas in the lower parts of the Midwest. That will be helpful in protecting our soft wheat crop from any potential damage as temperatures get down into the teens and perhaps a few upper single-digit readings during the heights of the cold surge, which will occur during the middle part of the week. We do expect to see no major storm systems impacting the area for a while, and the snow that's expected next week will likely come around an upper level low pressure system and just occur on a 2 or 3 day basis, and it'll be brief and light, but it eventually will cover some of the wheat crop and add some protection to it against the colder weather. We'll start off with dry conditions here in the majority of the Midwest here over the next day or two. The cool air mass that I'm referring to will begin to debut into the upper parts of the Midwest on Sunday, and we'll see some snow already beginning in the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, and upper Michigan on Sunday. The system will move to the southeast as we get out into Monday and Tuesday. We'll likely see the upper level low focusing on the eastern Midwest, and there'll be periods of snowfall during much of the day on Monday. And as we get into Tuesday, the precipitation will diminish quite a bit, and we'll end up with some snow flurry and snow shower activity around, still hanging in for many areas. As we get into Wednesday of next week, we'll see some drier conditions evolving, but snow flurries and a couple of little pockets of light snowfall will still be a possibility. A new low pressure center in the upper Midwest on Wednesday will generate some additional light snowfall, and it will move to the southeast into the eastern Midwest as we get into Thursday, and early on Friday it'll be out of the region. The temperature bias for the region is certainly going to be poised for coolness, so don't be looking for a balmy late weekend or early part of next week. We will see those temperatures slipping down into the single digits and teens in a fair amount of the Midwest. Even some sub-zero readings will occur in the northern parts of the region. One of the comments that I need to make, though, about this event is that it is Canadian air mass and not an Arctic air mass. The Arctic air tries to come into the system after the trough deepens during the early to middle part of next week, but by then the focus of the coldest air starts to shift a little bit further to the east. That should help to prevent most of the Midwest from seeing extreme conditions. Doesn't mean it's not going to be cold, though. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here today to still be fairly pleasant for this time of the year. We'll be looking at highs running in the 20s and 30s in northern areas and 40s in the south, and tomorrow we'll still see a very nice day with 30s and 40s throughout most of the Midwest. And then as we get into Sunday, that's when things will start changing, but most of the Midwest will still see 30 and 40 degree temperatures in a couple of spots from Missouri into southern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky could get up over 50 degrees just ahead of the cold air mass. In contrast, the temperatures on Tuesday and Wednesday will only be in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, with some 30s likely in the south. In the meantime, a large ridge of high pressure is expected to build up over the western United States, and that will likely produce a very warm and dry bias for the western states. Some of that warmth will get into hard red winter wheat country during the middle to latter part of next week, and will start melting snow that piled up significantly with this week's blizzard. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.